January 31st. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say, love your enemies and pray for the ones who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, who makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. If you love the ones who love you, what reward do you have? The tax collectors do as much. If you only greet your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even Gentiles do the same? You therefore shall be mature, as your heavenly Father is mature. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 36. I say to those who hear, love your enemies, do good to them who hate you, bless those who persecute you, pray for those who mistreat you. Offer the other cheek to the one who strikes you on the right, and do not withhold your shirt from anyone who takes your coat. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask the one who seizes your property to return it. Treat people the same way you want them to treat you. If you love the ones who love you, what credit is this to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is this to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is this to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, that they may receive an equal amount. Love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High. Who is kind to the unthankful and evil? Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Be careful not to give your money to a needy person before men to be seen by them. If you do, you have no reward from your heavenly Father. When you make a gift, do not blow a trumpet in front of you, as do the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Indeed, I assure you that they have received their reward. When you make a gift, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your gift may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you.